We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Seduction.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Summer seems even brighter when you've been inside a while. It's time to drive again with Honda, KBB.com's 2020 Best Value brand. You could get a great deal on the 2020 Passport or 2020 Pilot, with financing as low as 0.9% APR on select models. Visit the Honda Summer Clearance event today.
NorCal Honda's Summer Clearance is on. Shop now and save, in person or online.
For well-qualified buyers, see dealer for financing details based on 2020 brand image. Orders from Kelley Blue Book. Visit KBB.com for more information.
With a DCS outdoor kitchen, you'll never want to cook inside again. Visit Friedman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill and see the DCS grill and accessories you need to complete an outdoor kitchen of your dreams. Visit Friedman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill or at Friedman'sAppliance.com.
Whether you stop by a locally owned Napa Auto Parts, Napa Auto Care, or visit Napa online, if you need help with your ride, you can count on Napa know-how.
From Piedmont to Oakley to Rio Vista, this is KGMZ FM at HD1 San Francisco, 95.7 The Game.
Now, back to Bonte, Steiny, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
How do you like that three, Steph? What, 36 feet?
I don't think you can shoot as deep as him, Steph. I got to see it when you come back.
Oh, brother, did he rile up the Bay Area, Kenny Smith, last night of TNT, and we're more than happy to bring him in. And I'll tell you what, just to show Kenny how nice we are out here in the Bay Area, the first thing I'm going to ask him about before the monster controversy he started was, I want to ask him about his Jet Academy camp because I hear he's doing great things. And Kenny, could you just talk to us a little bit about that camp first, and then we'll start ripping what you said.
What's up, guys? Firstly, I'm glad to be back, but also, you know, the Academy, the Jet Academy, you know, when I first put on, you know, it's possibly for the summer, but we're going to do it all year. And, you know, obviously we've had Trae Young, Victor Oladipo, Brittany Griner, Breonna Stewart, Kemba Walker, and we're your personal trainers for the day. And you know, with the social distance and the pandemic still in effect, and everyone at Zoom schools and Zoom, at home doing online classes, you know, we're continued on and we expanded it to things like I Want to Dunk. We have people that show you how to dunk, you know, get your explosion and quickness better. Then I have, like, the trainers who train the great players on, guys, like, who train, you know, the Kevin Durants and James Hardens of the world. You know, those guys will be on showing stuff. So it's just a continuation, Jet Academy. Parents, kids, you want to sign up, no excuses, jetacademycamp.com. Become a member. It's a membership-only thing. You come on. You're only ones who get access to it. Again, jetacademycamp.com.
Sweet. So you think Lillard's better than Curry right now? That's what the Bay Area's thinking, Kenny.
Well, one of them is playing and one isn't, so you got to be better if you're not playing.
That's true.
But no, what the question was, it initially started. But I will say, and I'll say this as a prerequisite, he is doing exactly what Steph was doing right now. He looks the same. And I think we all will agree that the magic that Steph has or has and have had, that's what it looks like. And it's inside of Damian Lillard right now. So, but the question was, I was like, man, this guy's shooting so deep. I'm like, Steph, and it's the only person that came out said, Steph, can you shoot like that? I haven't seen it in a while, so I forgot. And so right away, the tweet comes back. He's like, I love you, Jet, but you're tripping right now.
Hey, Kenny, I
forgot. I just forgot.
Kenny, when you talk best rappers of all time, you go Tupac, Biggie, or Jay-Z. And there's no wrong answer. And I guess what I'm getting at is I feel like you. Dame is in a zone right now. How much of Steph not playing? Is it any of that? Is he just in a zone to where now, if somebody asks you, Kenny Smith, on a good day, both in their prime, is that a valid comparison now, Steph or Dame?
It's not there yet. No. I mean,
okay.
Steph has been the MVP of the league. But in this moment, can we say that these moments are equal to Steph? Without question. The moments that he is in right now is equal to Steph Curry.
Well, Kenny, what's that?
Is that sustainable income? Or it's just a bad car? You know, you bought a bad car.
Yeah, Kenny, it's interesting to me because, you know, if you compare resumes, obviously Steph's got the two MVPs, he's got the three championships. The question, and I guess we're going to find out, but the question that I would have for you is, are we at a point where next year we might have a conversation about, all right, Steph Curry might be on the decline, he's 32, still really good, Damian Lillard's at 30, he might still be in that sweet spot of his prime. Maybe Damian Lillard becomes the better player next year and for a couple of years just based on the dynamic of age and career trajectory.
I don't believe that Steph is on that spiral only because you guys are going to have anywhere between the top 10 picks, top 5 picks. So you put that with Draymond and Clay and Wiggins, all of a sudden, you know, you guys are back to winning, close to 70 games possibly. So I don't think that because his team is going to be so good, has a chance to be really good next year again. I don't think that would happen. But Dame Lillard is caught the magic of Steph Curry for sure. I'm going to say that on record. Whatever Steph Curry was drinking and eating in those 2 years, Dame is eating it in the bubble. They gave him Steph Curry's plate, and he's been eating everything that Steph was eating.
Kenny, there's no chance the Warriors win 70 games ever again. Come on.
I mean, no, are you serious? Okay, here's the scenario. You get the number one pick, and you have Weissman, who's a five who runs the floor, jumping out of the gym, shooting threes with Wiggins, Clay, Steph, and Draymond? That is a in the West, that's a you see what Phoenix is doing. They went 8-0 in the bubble. Like, that's a team that can win 12, 13, 14 in a row at times. Like, yes, I believe that.
I just didn't hear Durant's name in there. That's all. But
they won 60-some or 70 without Durant.
No, they did. They won 73 without. That was a long time ago, though, wasn't it?
Right, but you're adding Wiggins, Wiggins, who could possibly be an all-star in that environment, and then you're adding the number one pick or number two pick to take you to another level. Like, as it's constructed now, no. But when that pick comes out, I think today or whatever it is.
Tomorrow, yeah.
Tomorrow. Then you're going to be like, oh, my gosh, they're back. They're back. It could be like they're back tonight. One night only. 24 hours, they could be back.
Yeah.
Kenny, you guys had Draymond in the studio, man. He was phenomenal. But he's a big piece this Warrior team is going to bounce back next season. Keep it real with this, Kenny. When you hear Draymond Green, can he revert back to that junkyard dog he was when he got Defensive Player of the Year? And let me add this caveat. I'm watching the bubble. You see in these stretch fours out there shooting threes. Is that a problem for Draymond? Would you be like, Dre, you need to get in the lab and work on that three ball again?
I think that when he plays with the players that we're talking about, his ability to play that way is going to be easier because the rotations come so much slower to him. So he has time. You know, Draymond is a three-point shooter, but as we all see, he likes to feel the laces. He makes to make sure he's got it right in his hands. He doesn't just shoot it quickly. So when he's playing with Clay and Steph and now Wiggins and add a draft pick that shoots the ball, then all of a sudden he has the time to become a great shooter again. But and then you add Pascal off the bench. This is a that would be a really admirable team, right? You guys are underselling yourselves right now because in the last 3 or 4 years you were overselling. Everybody was every time I went to the Bay, it was like, oh my God, do I have to hear this again? But now you're underselling yourself.
Kenny, it sounds like you're pretty high on Wiggins and the fit. Obviously, we didn't get a chance to see Wiggins with Curry other than one game, and Draymond was in and out. But you really think Andrew Wiggins is a great fit with Steph and Clay and Draymond, right?
Yeah, I think he's going to make the All-Star team next year.
Wow,
I think he could be that good. He's more athletic, but he does everything that Harrison Barnes was doing, and he's more athletic. So whatever Harrison bought, I think he can be better at that at this stage of his career.
Hey, Kenny, let me ask you this. I mean, you know, Klay Thompson will have not played in a year. Steph obviously only played 5 games. How much good is it going to do, these Golden State Warriors, Draymond included, for a team that's gone to the finals 5 straight years? Is there any way to calculate how big of a benefit this is going to be, this rest? Or is it so long that it might not even be a benefit?
I think it's a benefit. I think those guys have played more games in the last 5 years than probably in NBA history. You know, if you just go through any guys who played games in the history of the game, they probably played more games than 5 games. So I think the reps will definitely benefit them. And that's why they started breaking down. You know, eventually you have to break down. Your knees, your ankles, your back, they're like tires. You got to change them eventually. There's no way that you can continue to – there's only a certain amount of jumps in it. And before it breaks down, you got to repair. And now they were in that repair stage.
Okay, Kenny, you got to tell me if I'm being overzealous here. This is about last night. Anthony Davis for so long has been talked about a top 5 player in the league, MVP candidate. And I'm telling my guys here, I'm old school. I'm offended that he doesn't punish shorter guys in the post. And when you talk about him and LeBron and all that comes with that, he had 28 empty points to me last night. Am I being too harsh on him because he has to get mean for the Lakers to take it to the next phase? And then this. After the game, him and LeBron say, oh, the home court advantage is not there. And I wanted to say, fellas, they don't know me, Kenny, but fellas, you don't say that after you lose game one to an eighth seed. Where do you come out on that, Kenny? That's kind of weak to me.
I think that Anthony Davis, if he doesn't dominate this series, the Lakers will go home. And they won't have to worry about being in a bubble anymore. I think that LeBron, a ridiculous number, even though it didn't look that way, but 23, 17, and 16, like ridiculous triple-double. But I think what I watch Portland play in this comeback with Nurkic is the fact that they can't keep people off the board. They're the best scoring team, without question. But they can't keep you off the offensive glass. And the Lakers have trouble scoring.
So how do I combat a team that scores easily with a team that has a trouble scoring is I have to have more possessions than you. I got to get three shots for every one shot that you get. And then I could beat you. And that's going to be Anthony Davis. That's not going to be Dwight Howard. That's not going to be JaVale McGee. That's going to be Anthony Davis coming in and dominating the offensive glass the way they did in Memphis against Portland, or they're going home.
Kenny, how much are you and Shaq rooting for the Lakers just based on the fact that, he was on one last night. He got me wondering what's in that cup, in the cup he was sipping on. If Portland wins this series, are you guys going to have to shut it down?
No, the crazy thing is last year, I was in the middle of a comment, and I go, and, you know, Ernie, I was watching the Portland Trailblazers, and I think, and he says, you think they can win? This is last year.
Right.
And he goes on to his rant. And I was like, yeah, I'm watching it. And then Nurkic gets hurt. So what's happening now is what I envisioned that team to look like before Nurkic and Zach Collins got hurt. So now that they're healthy, they're playing like a third seed, a second seed, a team that is trying to win the West. Different scenario than the team that was outside before the bubble started. That team was injured. Carmelo had just got there. Think about this. The fourth best scorer on their team is arguably the second best scorer in his era, Carmelo Anthony.
That's not a bad call.
Yep, you go Dame, CJ, Nurkic, then Carmelo. That's how it goes. He's the fourth best scorer on the team, but he's the second best scorer in his era. They score the ball so easy that the Lakers have to get more possession to them.
Yeah. Hey, Kenny, man, thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate it. You guys are just you guys got it going on that show. There's no doubt about it. Keep having fun.
Man, appreciate you guys having me. And again, all you parents that have got your kids at home school because of the social distance, sign up for Jet Academy. Get that exercise in, jetacademycamp.com. And we'll take care of them for an hour and a half. They'll get that good work in.
All right, man. Sweet. Thanks so much again for joining us. We love you out here in the Bay, even Warrior fans still. All right, man.
Thanks.
Kenny Smith.
Was Kenny claiming Portland's resurgence?
I think he was.
Stoney,
I think what he's saying is Barkley.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.